Can I talk to you? I'm from 3CR. It's a community from 3CR. I'm a community radio station, I'd like to know who you are and why you're standing here out front of Victoria State Library.
My name is Saeed Altaba. I'm one of the Muslim Australian community here. You are aware of what's happening in Gaza, specifically in Palestine at the moment, and the entire Gaza Strip is under attack by the state of the occupation. And we are here just to raise the awareness and raise our voice for the officials, for the government, for the Australian government, who shamelessly supported the occupation by giving them a cover and a license to kill the Palestinians who are the owners of the land. As we are aware, just a few days ago, we have the referendum within the Australian Constitution just to say yes or no to recognize the Aboriginals people, the owners of the land in Australia. I think it's just a common sense for any logical person to say yes for the Palestinians to gain their rights back to live on their own lands and to kick out the occupation.
And I see that your sign says trauma last generations. Is this in specific connection to the bombing of the hospital in Gaza?
Spot on. So we are just a group of doctors, nurses, people who works in the medical industry here in Melbourne. This is just a natural response for any human being, not only for doctors or people who working in the health sector in Australia, a natural response to put this in practice. We all came with our work suits as well, nurses, doctors, pharmacists, men and women, just in response to the attack, to the brutal attack that happened to the hospital, Al Ma'madani Hospital in Gaza. More than 500 people, civilians killed, and we have seen photos, absolutely brutal photos those kids and those medical doctors, those nurses, they've been killed in very cold blood. And they have a license from the West, from a country like Australia. Shamefully, I feel for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm an Australian. I shouldn't be an Australian if Australia, this is what the Australian government is representing, to give a license for an occupation army to kill civilians who are only fighting for their rights for their lands.
Can I talk to you? I'm from 3CR, and I was wondering if you would speak to me about why you're standing here tonight.
So I am a doctor, and I'm here today to represent all the doctors and healthcare workers that have been killed by Israel in Gaza the last 2 or 3 days by the hospital that was bombed. As a healthcare worker, I know that, for example, in Australia, we are short in doctors, and I know that the detrimental effects this has on our population and on the health of our people here in Australia. So the lack of doctors and healthcare workers in Gaza now is going to significantly impact their short-term, long-term health. It's going to be detrimental to the community. And I am here to represent, healthcare workers all around the world, not just in Gaza. We do not deserve to be killed because we are helping humanity and standing up, for what's happening that is not right.
You're not combatant.
No, we're not. I'm just here for healthcare workers that are being killed, for doing their job, for helping people. I mean, that's the oath we take to enter medical school. And our specialty training is to do no harm, and yet we're inflicted with harm. So that's why I'm here today.
I just second what Dr. Amira said. I have nothing to add. It's just it's just unfair that blaming Gaza and people there, and while the people being occupied and they were just defending themselves. Yeah. It's not a war, it's a genocide.
I'm from 3CR.
3CR?
Yeah, and I'm finding out why you guys are standing here today.
All right.
Do you want to tell me why you're here?
I will, yep. So my name is Shazia, and I am a doctor in Melbourne. We're here today to say enough is enough. It's one thing to be in a lopsided war. It's another thing to go against the Geneva Convention and bomb hospitals, doctors, nurses, and patients. So we're here to say to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in this conflict, we see you, we hear you, you are better than us. We could never do what you are doing. Your patients are dying, your families are dying, and still you serve humanity. And we want to show you that we support you, we're behind you, and we want to call on our Australian government and all the medical bodies in our country to basically say enough is enough.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Thank you. Can I speak to you? You were saying that you're a rural practitioner.
Yes, I am. Where are you from? Sorry.
I'm from 3CR. I'm a community radio reporter, and I'm wondering why you're here today. I promise I won't move any of your statements around or anything like that. It will just be as you say it, okay?
Oh, thanks for the opportunity. Yes, my name is Shiraz. I'm a GP, and I've travelled all the way down from a small town near Shepparton. I work as a rural GP part-time, and I've also worked for some time in various healthcare centres within Melbourne also. I'm here because I feel passionate about the cause. I feel very moved. I feel very angry. I feel sad. It's a whole range of heightened emotions that I feel in unison with lots of people around the world. As I was driving down here, I was thinking about COVID and how at the start of 2020 and the common threat of COVID, I felt scared. I felt scared of what that would have as an impact on myself, as a healthcare worker, on my family, and all of Australian society at that time. There were so many unknowns. Since then, we've moved on. After having all the lockdowns in Melbourne, we moved on. We've gone back to our usual working life, travel, holidays, all the life outside of lockdown. But then within a week, you know, from October 7th, we've been reminded of the vulnerability, of the brutality that still exists in this world, a brutality that's existed for 75 years. And it's unfortunate that that it's only in the last couple of weeks that the world has suddenly stopped to realise, now more than ever, of the brutality that the Palestinians have suffered. And finally, in mainstream social media and in media, we are hearing the words genocide, apartheid, racism, colonialism being recognised. This isn't a problem that just arose since October 7th, but this started from the 1940s and even before that. So that's why I'm here. And I think a real turning point in the last 24 hours or whatever was the bombing of the hospital, regardless of which side was responsible for that. But for a hospital, that's a basic human right. It's just like food and water, you know, healthcare. I think everybody has a right to healthcare. And so for a hospital to get bombed like that was just the next step, the next level in the brutality. And I don't know, I don't see any end to what could be next. I mean, if a hospital with innocent patients, people that are seeking shelter, can't find refuge in a hospital, then I don't know what else to say.
And I guess as a doctor, I mean, you must have a great deal of sympathy for your dead colleagues.
I do, absolutely. It's just so terrifying, and it's hard not to look away when I see on my Twitter feed and on Instagram, and there are various private Telegram channels where they're showing footage, like actual videos of charred babies, of dead bodies. There was a footage of a Palestinian doctor who was on his shift in emergency in his scrubs, and he was confronted with his own son, I think, or his own family members dead, being brought into the emergency department, and his colleagues were comforting him. I mean, I can't even fathom or imagine being on a shift in an emergency department as I've worked in, or an urgent care centre, and my own father or mother or son or child is being brought in to be assessed and be dead. I mean, it's the next level of brutality. For doctors, for nurses, for healthcare workers to die on the job, literally saving lives. It's unbelievable. It is a brutality. It's a genocide. It's a mass killing, and I don't know what else to say.
What do you want from the Australian government?
I want the Australian government to finally recognise the plight of the Palestinian people. I want the Australian government to start condemning appropriately. I want the Australian government to recognise the atrocities that have been that have resulted from this colonialism, from this apartheid state. I want the politicians to use the correct terminology in recognising this as a genocide. Our foreign minister has not done enough. when Penny Wong was questioned about questioned recently about Gaza and the stoppage of food and water, water, electricity into Gaza, she said, yeah, it's hard to comment from so far away. We're sick of hearing the vague comments. We need clear, hard, correct and honest assessments of what's happening overseas. The correct terminology. It is a genocide and it's an apartheid and this has to be recognised.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for the opportunity.
I'm from 3CR. G'day. You're showing a picture. Who are you showing?
That's my friend Yusri. He's a paramedic who was killed a few days ago while he was trying to save people. I'm from Gaza.
You're from Gaza.
These are my colleagues.
Oh, it's so terrible. This is why you're standing here today, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to have happen? What do you want the Australian government to do?
I want them out of Palestine. It's our country. It belongs to us. They have no right to be there. As simple as that. If you have to say that we are defending our existence, then you have no right to exist. You know, when people with ambitions and children, families, babies, till you get the hell out of here, this is our land, then you need to get the hell out of there. They all have double nationalities, they all came from other places, they have no roots in Palestine. Palestine is for the Palestinians. It doesn't matter whether you are a Muslim, a Christian, or a Jew. Palestine belongs to the Palestinians, period. You can't come from Netherlands and say, well, Solomon, David, or whoever was here 3,000 years ago. Well, the Canaanites, the Arabs, were there 10,000 years ago. So you can't take people's homes, land, resources, and everything just because of some biblical crap. That's the whole thing. Now they have shown their true colors. They have shown that they don't want the Palestinians to be there. They want us to vanish. You know, what I see on their platforms is something I knew all along because I lived in Gaza, I lived in Palestine. I know who we are dealing with. And that's what it is. They want to annihilate us completely. And then we have to say, yeah, sure, why not? No, it doesn't work like this. People by nature are defiant. People by nature will defend their homes, their land, by all means.
Well, I must say the response from our government and America and all the Europeans.
What did you expect?
From
colonial countries. Are standing on Aboriginal land.
Yeah.
This land is Aboriginal. It was never seen. It was taken. They committed massacres to make what you see now as so-called democratic Australia, so-called democratic United States of terrorism. That's what I call it. You know? Come on. How would you expect the end product of a genocidal regime to be fair? They can't. They will not. They will never, ever be fair.
What I was going to say was they seem to think that oppressed people aren't supposed to defend themselves from the oppressors. It's like it's illegal to fight back.
Yeah, this is the double standard. If you're not white, if you don't have green eyes, then you have no rights whatsoever. That's it. It's the white supremacy. It's there. It's out there. It's obvious. And it became more obvious with the arrival of Trump, who was a blessing because he exposed everything. He showed what they are. They are all racist bastards, period. Sorry, I can't be neutral. I'm not going to say, you know, I beg. No, I don't beg. I'm a Palestinian. We don't beg. We take what is ours. We take our rights by our hands, whether they like it or not. So they better like it and give us our land back, period. The price for freedom is hefty, and we will gladly pay it because we know we will be victorious. That's what my people say. The message I get from my people, and they are under the bombardment, whenever they get a glimpse of internet and they contact me, two words only. We are fine? Okay? It's either victory or martyrdom. victory or death for the people who don't know what martyrdom means. Martyrdom means you die for your country, for your cause. Two words, victory or martyrdom, no other option. These idiots do not learn from history. The people are always stronger than any regime. They don't check how long did the Roman Empire last? 400 years. Then they vanished. Now they're Italy, little bitty, teeny, tiny Italy. Persia, how strong was it? How long did they last? 400 years. 100 years in history is like this, it's like nothing. The United States of terrorism is 100 years old, but as fast as it rose, the quicker it will go down. And so is all of this. Gaza is the center of the world. Palestine is the center of the world. If the Palestinian cause is not resolved, this world will never ever see peace. Period.